Fisher, Texas. Everybody all over the country knew where Fisher's store post office was. But then there came a time, and the story is in here too, when Master General in Washington, D.C. decided the name be changed to Fisher, Texas. So now the name is Fisher, Texas Post Office.
When you were a child, do you remember the house where you lived most of the time?
Yes, I still remember that.
Can you draw a floor plan for me and show me where the rooms were and so on?
It was, of course, just a one-room house. Now, it faced south. Yes, it had a porch. South side.
Mm-hmm. Porch was on the front, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then what we would call a sitting room, and it had a fireplace, a stone fireplace, you know, with a stone chimney.
Uh-huh. Did it have a thing where you could put plates and lamps and stuff across, you know, over it?
Yes, yes, yeah. Kind of a mantle.
Yeah.
A board mantle. And then mother would have a mantle cloth or a mantle piece thrown over it, hanging down with embroidery edges on.
Pretty.
And then, of course, the clock, the wall clock, an 8-day clock, which you would wind every 8 days, you know.
Uh-huh. Did the fireplace have a brick area in front of it, or?
Yes, yes, yeah. A stone.
What'd you call that area?
Flagstones. Flagstones is what you call those stones that you could fit evenly and then walk on them, and then you use them in front of fireplaces, so coal rolled out from the fire, so you would start a fire on the floor. And then a fireplace.
What do you call the that black stuff that goes up the chimney?
Yeah. Roost in German. And if father and mother forgot to clean that chimney out before they started the winter fires again, that stuff in there would start burning, you know.
What do you call that stuff? I miss
roost in German. Roost.
Yeah, whatever you called it, the German name, just tell me what you called it in German. Oh. That would be fine. That's what I want to know.
Uh-huh.
If you called it a German word, just tell me the German word.
Yeah.